Done before. In gratitude steals from us, but gratitude multiplies us. It increases us. If we can only be grateful and not complain, we can complain. No, there is sun, we complain. There is no sun, we complain. There is rain, we complain. No rain, we complain. It's too much, it's more. But the Bible says, in all things, not some things, not the things that favor you, in all things, give thanks, because it's the perfect will of God for you. So if you are in any situation, I want to tell you how to engage faith. If the Bible says in all things give thanks, so even if you are in a bad situation, can you try and see the good in it? If you are still alive, oh, there's a reason to thank God. There's a reason to praise God. Even if you look at your journey, you are standing now where you are, what you are doing. 10 years ago, where were you? 5 years ago, where were you? Oh, by the way, just 2020, all of us were hiding from COVID. I cannot hug you. You cannot hug me. But all of a sudden, this is 2025, December. It looks like we are forgotten. It looks like we are forgotten. And I'm deliberate about calling the year. Years to come, if the Lord tarries, you will hear this. Because we're always quick to forget. But today, right now, wherever you are, I want to beg you to open your mouth and just thank God. If it possible, close your eyes. Think back. Yoruba will say, Enitoba monuro, amopeda. If you can think, then you can give thanks. So there is no reason why you should not thank God. You have every reason to thank God. So I cannot ask you where you are. In your home, in your office, on the road, wherever, in the toilet self. Can you open your mouth and thank God for how far he has brought you? Can you just be grateful? Think small. Think small. Yeah. We are grateful. Jesus, we are grateful. Messiah, we are grateful. Yeah. is your spirit, is your grace, is your mercy, it's your love, it's your goodness, it's your favor, is your love. We are grateful for calling us and setting us apart. We are grateful for loving us, choosing us, Jesus. We are grateful for calling us, setting us apart. We are.